Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. In America, 500,000 people live on the streets or camp out in shelters. This number is the first increase we've had in 7 years.
The homeless face many challenges, including poor health, and one in particular is typhus. In Pasadena and Long Beach, California, there's now an outbreak of this bacterial disease.
Murine typhus is also called endemic typhus because it's in the community year-round, yet normally few people actually contract it. The bacterium, Rickettsia typhi, is responsible and spreads through infected fleas that live mainly on rats. They also feed on other mammals such as possums, raccoons, and domesticated animals such as cats.
Infected fleas defecate when they bite their victims, allowing the bacteria, which are in the feces, to enter the host through the bite wound or from scratching the wound.
This is also how people can become infected. The feces can also enter through the respiratory tract and the thin membrane of the front of the eye.
Pasadena has had 20 cases of typhus as of October 2018. That's 4 times the usual annual cases. Long Beach has doubled its expected cases, while the rest of Los Angeles County had reported a total of 72.
Some blame the homeless population, which has risen nearly 50% since 2012. They live in deplorable conditions. In Pasadena, an affluent area, the typhus cases may be due to pets coming in contact with wild animals living in nearby canyons.
The city has asked people to not leave out food and water for wild animals and to keep trash covered. For both cities, the key is to develop a response, even if the problem is as tough as homelessness.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.